Hey, it's Phil Hendry, and today, I start my physical therapy for my arm, right? And it's an early day, so we're moving our encore shows around a little bit this week. I hope you forgive me, but this one, this one scares me. We have a show for you today that I do not remember doing at all. I know what inspired it, because this time last year, Jackie and I were watching Dark and Stranger Things. We were really kind of ODing on a lot of these fantastical fantasy shows on Netflix. And so it inspired this show that you're going to hear today. The crew, that is us, me, Margaret.
Me.
Me.
Yeah, all you guys. The crew interviews author Brad Foley about mythic creatures living beyond a wormhole. And then it says here, don't ask. Dr. Jim Sadler wants to set some things straight after a what was done to him, quote unquote, during last week's Best of Sadler Hour. Let's hone in on this. Let's focus in on this. Let's get this down. Let's you know, take notes. It's the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
We now join the Phil Hendry Show in progress. Don't touch that.
Sorry.
The Beginning of the End is a book that I wrote back in 1989, and it basically deals with a man traveling through a wormhole, and he comes out the other side of what I call a third world character. That is, a extra dimensional is what they're referred to in most literature, and they're often described as elves and imps and this kind of thing. But I believe in something a bit more complex, what I call the cosmic goat.
And it's called the what? The cosmic goat?
The cosmic goat. And this is the emblem of the third world character. Now, you can go through a wormhole and come out the other side as an amoeba. You can go through a wormhole and come out the other side as a Superman of some kind. You can go through a wormhole and come out the other side as a woman, if you're a man, or come out as a man if you're a woman. You may come out the other side as a hermaphrodite. And in the book, I write in the first person as the character Gene Deaconby. I go into the wormhole and I come out a hermaphrodite, a weightlifter, and I'm in the middle of a weightlifting competition. I look down and I see that I have a vagina because I can make it out through the lead. Although I can also see that I have a penis, and I have breasts, but I look in the mirror, and I look like Aaron Rodgers. And
so you have a beard.
I have a beard, yeah.
And yet you've got breasts, and you have a
woman's
You got a lady part.
Yeah, I've got a lady part, if you want to say that.
Okay, so the name of your book is what?
The name of the book is The Beginning of the End,
and your name is?
My name is Brad Fockby.
Now, that name, is that made up? Well, how are you spelling that?
F-O-K-B-Y.
Oh, Fockby.
Yes, yes. And I've taken, it's not as bad as the movie that you've seen, the welcome, what's it called?
Meet the Fockers.
Meet the Fucker, no. My name, Fockby, is, sometimes people have made fun of it, but most people are able to get around it.
You know, I get people saying, fuck me?
I get people saying that from time to time. I ignore them as best. I get people doing that, and they think it's fine. I don't particularly. Yeah, I've had every kind of problem with that. But
all right, so the book is called The Beginning of the End. It's about a wormhole into which you go and you come out.
You come out the other side as what's called a parmacula. And the parmacula is half man, half mythic beast. It can be half man, half real beast. It could be a full beast. It could be half beast, half insect. But you come out a third world character.
Now, why do you call it a third world character?
Well, because it's as third world people, it is tangential. It is peripheral. Being a third world character, you have a zoo. You have an elephant. You have a lion, and all of that. But in this realm, you also have. You have the super ba. In this realm, you have the savaf, which is a zebra and giraffe. You have, and also you can have the elewom. That's an amoeba and an elephant, or you could just simply have tibi. That's a tiger and a bee.
Tiger and a bee. Now, what do these things look like?
Well, this is the great thing about the book. You have to imagine, but a tiger and a bee is a tiger. It's a bee with a tiger's head, and it
and it's flying around.
Okay, you just laughed.
I told you not to laugh, Mr. Hendry, and you laughed.
Look, at Dr. Baboon.
I told you not to laugh, and you laughed. You laughed.
You laughed.
You laughed. You're not the last.
Well, there you go. That was, what was that guy's name?
It was Fuckby.
Yeah, Mr. I forget his name, Fuckby. The Beginning of the End, a book about...
this is a fantastical book. I don't know why we took the call, but we did on Bud's recommendation.
He's a guy that he taught a class. He's a friend of mine. He takes a class from him at Castellet.
Would you quit calling it Castellet?
All right, I'm sorry. He takes a class from him at Cal State LA. And
why do you call it that, man?
I don't know. It's a nickname we give it.
Wait, maybe did you go to Cal State LA?
No, not hardly.
Did you go to college at all?
Yeah, I went to Oxnard College for 2 years, and I got bored with it and just went into engineering, and went into broadcast engineering, just learning the ropes, you know.
Okay, so welcome to the show. I'm sorry, I thought that would be something. Bud said, take this call. It'll be a great way to kick off the show. It wasn't.
What are you talking about?
Give me a break, man, with third world characters, and it's half bee, half tiger. Knock it off, Bud.
Sorry.
Put that over there.
We're going to be right back with Dr. Jim Sadler, who'd like to do a post-mortem.
Dr. Sadler wants to do a bit of a review on what he said, quote, was done to him last week.
All right. I Margaret.
No, Phil.
I don't want to go into grievance time here, okay? We're just back from vacation.
Well, I don't know if it's grievance time, but he feels like he was.
He said, and I'm quoting him directly, the psychosomatic effect on him was he actually felt a hand on him.
Yeah.
He actually felt a hand on him.
Yes. And I said to him, Dr. Sadler, don't waste my time. You'll regret it for the rest of your life. He said, I swear to God. He used the words, I swear.
He said he felt somehow molested.
Don't be making stuff up, you guys.
No, he said he felt so degraded by what happened to him on those best ofs last week. He said he felt a hand.
Yeah, he said he felt a hand cupping it.
Cupping what?
But do you want us to give it away?
Yes, give it away. I don't even know.
God, slow down, Phil.
I don't even know if I'm going to put this guy in the air.
He said he felt a hand cupping his buttock. Here comes the laughter.
Why wouldn't I laugh? Why wouldn't I laugh?
Well, Phil, the man...
No, seriously, why wouldn't I laugh? Psychosomatically, he felt a hand cupping his buttock.
Yes, Henry, he's on hold right now.
I could give a shit. What do you think of that?
Wow, the vacation did you real good, didn't it? I'm tired of...
I'm sorry, folks. I just talked to a guy here about half...
Well, at least you can laugh, Phil. At least you can do that much.
Yeah. Yeah, half bee, half tiger, a bee flying around with a tiger's head. It's pretty funny.
Right. So why don't you look at the Jim Sadler segment in much the same light? Just laugh it off, Phil.
All right. We'll be right back with Dr. Jim Sadler. He wants to postmortem his...
just get to the break. We'll talk about it later. Sorry, I just...
We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. You know, the world famous Phil Hendry Show website has more going on than we dare talk about. You have the pre-show, then you have the show, then you have the archives, then you have peripheral bits, long-form and short-form video and audio comedy bits, you have the podcasts from Bobby Dooley, Dr. Ed Elcott, and of course the daily BSP Classic. Yes, if you're a subscriber, you get a classic thrown in with the daily show. And special added attraction, when you subscribe, all the shows are commercial-free, with the exception of these goofy promos that we do that we probably shouldn't overdo it, and you know what I mean.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Jeez.
Well,
anyway, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, the greatest value online other than porn. Get a subscription today for a month or for a year, and you will be so happy. You will be so happy.
It's the greatest value online
other than porn.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Here's Mr. Henry.
Thank you very much, Bud, and we got David G. Hall. Is that right?
Don't be afraid, Phil.
I'm not afraid. My voice caught a little bit.
Yeah, David G. Hall here. Hey, David, hi, it's General Shaw. We have Phil right here.
Phil, sorry to interrupt on the program here, Phil, but I understand that you had some news last week that you didn't share with the audience, and I think it was very pivotal news. I'm just still wondering why you didn't do that.
What news did I have to share with the audience?
Did you not say to the pre-show audience that you passed a kidney stone in a...
Okay, David, look, you know, I didn't want to bring that up.
Well, you brought it... Oh, my God, you brought it up! You brought it up to the pre-show audience.
This is one of the reasons why we have a pre-show. It's one of the reasons why we, you know, consider it to be an exclusive thing.
Well, all right, but you did. You brought it up exclusively to the pre-show, and now you haven't talked a thing about it. I think it's a very important health matter.
You know, David, I told him the same thing. I said, you know, bring it up. It's a very important health matter.
Right, that's what I just said.
Well, I don't agree. If Phil wants to keep it quiet, I decided that I would not bring it up. Not because I wanted to keep it quiet necessarily, but because I thought it was the kind of thing that we promote our pre-show for. So in other words, if you listen to the pre-show, you get kind of exclusive content.
And they got exclusive content. They did. They got exclusive content. But now it's like, what is it, a week and a half later? I think this is a kind of an issue. You know, don't you think your listeners care whether you live or die?
David.
Don't you think your listeners care whether you live or die?
Of course I do.
All right, then why don't you tell them you passed a kidney stone in an emergency room at 5 o'clock in the morning? At 5 o'clock in the morning.
Why don't you calm down? David, calm down.
Well, it's the kind of thing I find out about this stuff secondhand from Bud. He's calling me up. He's getting information on advertisers. And he says, yeah, it's a good thing Mr. Henry was able to take a pee. What with the blockage? And I go, what are you talking about? He says, oh, you didn't hear? You had a kidney stone.
First of all, I had no problem with blockage. God damn it, Bud. Well, I think it's newsworthy. I think it's something you should talk about.
What is it? You think you're afraid that people are going to think you're getting old?
Getting old? There's a lot of cats that have kidney stones, okay?
I know that.
At all ages.
I know that, too. So
no, I'm not worried about anybody thinking I'm getting old. Oh, boy.
Well?
I guess I got to do it, man. Hear you on the phone. And I got a guest coming up.
Who is it, Sadler?
Yeah.
He can wait, for God's sake. You heard 3 hours of that guy mumble his way through all kinds of stuff last week.
Well, I'm going to get Dr. Sadler, if you don't mind.
Come on, Phil.
And thank you very much, David.
Oh, man.
Get Dr. Sadler?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Dr. Sadler, it's Bud Dickman. How you been? Yeah? Get him on the phone, will you? Sorry. Dr. Jim Sadler here.
Hi, Dr. Sadler. It's Phil Hendry.
Yeah, Phil.
I got to tell my audience about having a kidney stone, and then I'll get to you, okay?
You had a kidney stone, huh?
Yeah, I did.
Well, I wanted to talk about you featured a so-called best of Jim Sadler last week, and I'm a little bit put out with you.
I know, but I got to talk to the audience first about this.
Well, I'm a doctor, so here's the thing. I can't take up too much time talking about
it. I don't want to talk to you about it. I want to just tell the audience about it so we can move on.
Oh, okay. Don't want to talk to me about it.
Well, he's a doctor, Phil.
I am a doctor, you know.
All right. Can we talk to you about it?
Right now, I'm doing a little working out, if you don't mind. I'm in the weight room. Hold on. If you don't mind, Phil, two more reps, Billy? Yeah.
That's one.
I know. One more.
What are you doing?
Bicep curls. Okay, Billy, thanks a lot.
Okay, so what happened was, as long as you want to talk to me about this?
Well, yeah, have you told the audience anything about it?
What I told the audience, I told them during a pre-show. I guess I told the subscribers, and I haven't told the main audience.
Well, I don't have all the ins and the outs.
I woke up about a week ago in some serious pain in the gut.
Now, this is not the first time you had this.
Yeah, Phil, you had that gut pain last summer. It wasn't the same thing. The gut pain I had last summer had to do with constipation. This...
Boy, you got some real problems.
Anyway, this was this real serious pain that I started feeling right after I'd had a sandwich. No big thing. Then I'm in bed, and then within about an hour, it's this worst pain I've ever felt in my life.
You bet. And so what was this thing that Dickman was talking about, the blockage?
There was no blockage, okay, Dickman?
Well, are you kidding me?
That's, you know, with a kidney stone, you generally have a difficult time peeing.
No, I didn't have a difficult time doing that at all. As a matter of fact, with this gut pain, I thought, well, maybe, you know, a bunch of water would solve it, you know, because water kind of lubricates everything. So I drank a lot of water.
Lubricates.
Yeah, what do you think it's lubricating? Don't worry about it, man. So I started drinking a whole lot of water.
Right. How much did you drink?
Two big cups. I just kept on drinking water. Meantime, the pain got worse.
Right, it gets worse and worse and worse and worse. When did you go to the emergency room?
Well, first thing I did is I tried the urgent care we have over here. They weren't open.
Urgent care is going to be closed. You know, it's pretty horrifying, 24/7 urgent care. I remember I had a hemorrhoid one time.
So I'm talking about me here right now.
Yeah, you're right. Go ahead.
So I had a hemorrhoid. Yeah, I don't want to hear about that.
Well, it's an interesting story.
So I had this gut pain. They weren't open, so I turn around, I come home. By 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm in real serious pain.
And I called the emergency room, the hospital.
Right.
And I said, can you guys see somebody with just a, I just have a stomach ache. It's pretty bad. And they said, yeah, come on over.
Right.
So I go over there.
Now, did they do a scan? Did they do an ultrasound?
Yeah. All of that stuff. And I got over there. They got me in there.
What did they give you for pain?
They gave me morphine.
Oh, get a load of you.
Morphine, huh?
Wow. Say no. What a nutty place, huh, Phil? Did you like...
No, I would not be referring to that in junkie terms, if you don't mind, Doc. The morphine was fantastic because it abated the pain, which was very, very severe.
All right. Did you ask for another shot?
No, I did not. Okay.
All right, Phil. God damn.
Phil, Dr. Sadler's interested and curious about the pain abatement. Yeah. Did I ask for another shot?
Well, you know, I would. Let me tell you what.
And so anyway, I got this shot of morphine, and the pain went away. And when the morphine wore off...
When the morphine wore off, the pain was gone, right?
Yeah, as a matter of fact. So.
Because of the fact you probably passed the stone.
I did. Because they said to me...
So, all right. So did you pass it?
Hold on for a minute, if you don't mind, Doc. So,
Did you call me Doc?
Doc. D-O-C.
All right. I mean, I'm sure you understand what we called it. The Doc. God damn.
Yeah, Phil. What do you mean, yeah, Phil? What is it with you guys? I'm going to kick you guys out of the studio here in about 5 seconds. Oh, my God, you think he still had the stone?
Come on, Phil. You lighten up.
Dad, Doc Sadler talk much?
Hey, let me tell you what. I took enough heat from you people last week to last me a lifetime.
Right, wait a minute. So, yeah, so the pain abated. After the medication wore off, the pain was gone, and the doctor came in and said, you had a kidney stone. That's what happened. You passed it. I don't mind telling you, when I was there, I told this dude, I gotta hit the can, man, about 3-4 times.
Because all the water, what you drank.
Yeah, kind of something like that.
Okay. I mean, what, you? So I'm a doctor, I understand these things.
I don't need a doctor to tell me that I drank a lot of water, so I had to take a leak.
True.
All right, so that was the case, and the doctor said, yeah, you had a kidney stone. I said, wow. And
what time did you get out of there?
Well, I was in there for about 4 hours.
Really?
Yeah, they did a scan. They did all kinds of stuff. You know, it's one thing to go to urgent care. It's another thing when you go to an emergency room, man. They do the whole nine yards on you.
Yeah. What, they find anything else?
No, I'm good every other which way, but that's the worst pain that I've ever felt in my life.
Let me tell you what. Let me tell you something. Early on, when I was a young intern, I got kidney stone. And what did they tell you it was caused by?
Dehydration.
That's right. You don't drink enough water. The calcium will begin to solidify. Also, if you have a calcium-rich diet, it's going to do that, too. But early on, I had a kidney stone. I was moving my girlfriend from one apartment to another. This is back in the day, before I got married. And, not about you. This is before, it's probably before you were born. So
you're moving your girlfriend, Eleanor.
Right. How'd you know her name was Eleanor?
Because we can hear you talking to your wife.
Oh, okay. So I'm moving her, and about halfway through the weekend, we're moving this furniture, man. Oh, man, the pain brought me to my knees. I said, you know, I think I know it is. I think it's a kidney stone. So I went into the bathroom, and I tried, and I tried, and I tried, and I tried. Yeah, boy, I'll tell you, I tried to and I kept going, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Anyway, it's...
Sounds like a painful memory.
You bet it was, yeah. It's a very painful memory. How'd you guess?
Because I'm listening to you going, come on, come on, come on.
Is that how I sounded?
Yeah, pretty much. You're going, come on, come on.
Well, okay. The point that I'm trying to say is when I think back on that, when I think back on trying to pass that kidney stone, I'm thinking, God, why can't I piss it out of me, you know?
All right, Dr. Sadler.
Sorry. So it was very difficult.
Right. I didn't have that problem.
Oh, well, good for you, you know.
It's just not a competition, Doc.
I understand, but to say you didn't have... I had some real pain.
I had the worst damn pain I've ever felt in my life, okay?
Well, look, Phil...
It was the worst damn pain I ever had in my life, and thank God for that shot of morphine. And when it wore off, the pain was gone. I thought for some reason maybe the morphine loosened up a muscle. I don't know what it did, but it turned out that while the morphine had taken effect, I'd gone into the bathroom and took about a 50-minute leak.
You kidding me?
No, yes, I'm kidding. But I'm telling you, I thought I stood there for about 5 or 10 minutes. Anyway, that's when they said that...
Well, how did they know?
I guess they, you know, because I'm peeing into a...
Not peeing into a cup, you're probably peeing into a bottle.
Pretty much, yeah. More like a thermos.
Oh, my God, dude. Wow, you really let it rip, didn't you?
Yeah, pretty much. And I think that's where they found it, because I think
they do strain the pee. You know, one of the early things I did as a young intern, you know, they had me strain and pee. It's something I don't like to talk about, because it makes it sound like I was just some punk, you know, hanging around. I was a very good young doctor and a very good intern, and I took every job that came at me. But when they say, oh, you were straining pee, well, you're just some sort of an emergency room punk. You know what I mean?
Hey, Dr. Sadler, we don't have to have you on so you can vent.
You owe me, okay?
All right, fine. But if you're talking about being an emergency room punk...
That's how I felt, if you don't mind me saying.
All right, Dr. Jim Sadler is with us. We're going to be back to talk about whatever it is ailing you. But yeah, I had a kidney stone.
And you're okay now?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm great, as a matter of fact. And I tell you what, I thought I drank a lot of water before, but I realized that I used to go through these bouts of dehydration. I drink a lot of water now, man. Every damn day I'm drinking gigantic cups of water just to make sure that doesn't happen. You don't want to have that. You do not want a kidney freaking stone. Believe me when I tell you. So drink a lot of water. Don't eat a lot of damn calcium, whatever the hell it is. And
yeah, you don't know, Phil. A lot of these monkeys that are listening to you right now are not going to take no advice from you. And they're going to wind up doing what they're going
to
do.
Yeah, well, they can't understand a word you're saying, Doc, so maybe they're going to be listening to Phil a lot closer.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, you're sitting there going,
all right, Doc.
I'm a little bit nervous, okay, because of the stuff that I heard you guys.
All right, Dr. Sadler, we'll clarify, and we'll hear you out here after this commercial break.
Thank you very much. Because
Dr. Jim Sadler on the Phil Hendry Show. Yeah, that was a painful thing, I'll tell you that.
Well, you didn't talk about it. I think that's what David was...
Right, okay. Well, thanks a lot, David, for just going and getting on the air here and telling me what to do.
I don't think it was doing that.
Well, that's kind of what it sounded like. But yeah, I had talked to the pre-show audience about it. It's about a week and a half ago, and everything's okay now. We'll be right back. Dr. Sadler, who's going to bitch about being on the show last week.
Yeah, it's on kind of the best of.
Yeah. On the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Ward Nuxley here. You haven't heard from me in a while, have you? It's because we've been selling so many backstage passes, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I can't breathe. I can't move. I can't think. I'm so busy filling all these orders of Phil Hendry Show backstage pass. Get one for a month or for a year. A subscription for a month is under $10. For a year, it's under, well, it's under $7 a month if you average it out over the course of a year, and I don't really know what that means, but they tell me in terms of mathematics, it's a good thing. And if I knew how to divide and multiply, those things would they'd be made clear to me. But let me just say, and I'm taking this on faith, that it's a really great deal. The world famous Phil Hendry Show, with 55,000 plus hours of the classic radio show, the classic podcast, all of the home movies, and all of the podcasts from Bobby and from Dr. Ed Elcott. And you know what? It's starting to hurt so much. I think I've got a kidney stone. That's how great this deal is.
Get a backstage pass to the world famous Phil Hendry Show and live like you've never lived before.
Yeah, and avoid a kidney stone. You know.
You can't say that, you idiot.
God.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call you idiot, bud.
Thank you.
Get a backstage pass. It will not help you with a kidney stone. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. The greatest value online other than porn. Bullshit. Look at the mouth on you. Welcome back to Phil Hendry Show here. Dr. Jim Sadler joining us. So, Dr. Sadler, you know, I get it that you have some grievances concerning the Best of Jim Sadler Hour that was produced aired last week. It was produced by Rory McLeod.
I understand that Mr. McLeod produced it. I'm not here to necessarily let him off the hook, but at the same time, I'm not here to let you off. What I heard on that Best of was a series of... There was a lot of things on that Best of that I took exception to. One of them was the highlighting of me as some sort of a comic character.
Well, there's a lot of comic things that you've said on the show, Dr. Sadler.
Like what?
Well, the one that comes to mind is the well-muscled arm.
Yeah, I understand. But give me something that is so funny that it belongs on a... What are you trying to start? Do you have a best of any of the other guests that have been on your program?
Yeah, we do. We've got a best of Jay Santos, who is...
Who's Jay Santos?
You've talked to him before. He's the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Oh, yeah, okay. So, all right. So, I understand. But what I was getting, message after message from people saying, hey, Dr. Sadler, we have your colonoscopy ready. And I'm asking, hey, Dr. Satter, we have your colonoscopy ready. Hey, Dr. Satter, your colonoscopy ready. And
well, you were on the Best Of talking about how you didn't want to get a colonoscopy.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Yeah, because you were afraid you're going to like it.
I understand. You know, Phil, this is so unfair.
Well, you did. I mean, you came on here and you said...
Have you had a colonoscopy?
Of course I have.
Of course you have. Get a load of... Hold on, just a minute. Of course you have. You've had a colonoscopy.
Yes, I have. I don't want to relitigate this. This was on our Best Of.
Why did that make you... I'm curious. Why did that make you Best Of?
Because it was funny to hear you say that you were afraid you were going to like it too much.
Okay, so here's where I hear the laughter.
And that was something else that made our Best Of tape. You saying, okay, you guys are going to laugh at me. Dr. Sadler, understand the way you react to certain things, it's just very funny.
Why is the idea... That
are you still opposed to colonoscopies? Well, are you?
Hold on for a minute, okay? I have to phrase this. No, I'm not, because I understand they're necessary for the detection of cancer.
Of colon cancer.
I call it colon, okay? Are you a doctor?
No, I'm not.
Okay, it's colon cancer, I understand. But when they put a tube up there, okay?
Now, and I have had...
Whoa. My only quibble was, and I don't want to go into this in depth, but then they put the tube in there, and
you're afraid you're going to sit there and go, yeah.
I can hang up now, Phil.
Well, isn't that what you said?
You've had a colonoscopy. What did you think?
I was knocked out, man. They give you a general.
They give you a general what?
General anesthesia, Jim. They knock your ass out.
You know, my name is well, I guess my name is Jim.
Phil calls everybody Jim.
Yeah, that's the thing. You call everyone Jim, and I'm Dr. Jim.
Yeah, okay, and I got that belch, too.
I'm sorry.
All right, so here's the thing. Yes, I've had a colonoscopy. They knock you out. They give you a general anesthetic. But it was very funny, and we put it on that Best Of. Rory put on the Best Of when you were saying, you know.
Yeah, here he goes. You know, you take a man's fear and you laugh at it.
Dr. Sadler, you say a lot of very funny things.
You know, all of my life, I've tried.
Don't you recognize that?
All of my life. I've tried to be the best doctor that I could possibly be. I studied veterinary medicine. I studied psychology. I became a doctor, a GP, okay? And I come on here, and I talk about the things that I'm afraid of. And all I get is laughter and laughter.
Dr. Sadler, it's about now that I would suggest you see a psychiatrist.
Oh, my God, why?
Are you listening to yourself? You ought to listen to yourself. You are fuming, you're angry, you're raging. Yes, Sadler, you're doing this. You're going, yeah, they're laughter and laughter.
Yes, I'm not raging at anybody in particular. I'm raging at my circumstance in life. I'm just saying, okay?
Yeah, but Dr. Sadler, you got to go see a head shrinker.
Get a load of the big brain on Bud.
Well, he's right. And this isn't the first time you've done that. You talk about, I want so much out of life. Remember that one? That was on the Best Of tape.
I do. Why is that on the bill? You find that funny?
Yeah, it's pretty funny the way you put it.
What do you mean the way I put it?
I want so much. Yeah, you sound like you're, what are you, Gloria Swanson on Sunset Boulevard?
Oh, so now I'm a crossdresser. Now I'm a, what do you call it, a trans?
No one's calling you that.
He just said that I'm Gloria Swanson.
Dr. Sadler, we had a full hour of you last week making a jackass out of yourself, and here you are doing it again.
I don't mind people laughing at me, Phil. I'm just saying there are areas of criticism, being afraid of having a tube up there, and you're saying that's pretty funny. And then when I want respect, because, yes, you're right, I want so much out of life.
There you go again, and you were balling, too. You were. I tell you what, I will make you this promise, Dr. Sadler.
No. Don't make me no promises.
No, I'm gonna make you a promise. I will never air a Best Of Jim Sadler again without first running it by you.
Okay, and what if I say I'd rather you not do it?
Well, I mean, I'm still going to probably do it.
Yeah, right there. So what difference does it make? What difference does it make?
It means that I have the respect to tell you that we're going to have a Best Of Jim Sadler.
Here I am being made fun of...
You know what? Margaret's right. Everybody's right. You need a head shrinker.
Yeah, you know one?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact. Who's that doctor we know, Bud?
Dr. Stonebow.
Yeah, that's right. Ephraim Stonebow. You know him?
I never heard of him.
Well, we can get him...
Dad, try to call him up.
try to get Dr. Ephraim Stonebow, is a psychologist that we've never had on the air actually before. At UCLA, can you get here?
I don't need a psychiatrist, okay?
The guy's a clinical psychologist.
I don't need a psychologist. All I need, what I need, Phil, is a little bit of respect in this world and not have people taking one long look at me and saying, well, I can't find a urinal, but here's Dr. Jim Sadler. He'll do.
Dr. Sadler.
That's what is going on right now. It's as simple as that. Uh-oh, I don't think I'll be able to make it to the men's room. Wait a minute, here's Dr. Sadler. Looks like a toilet to me.
Yeah, Dr. Stonebow.
Dr. Ephraim Stonebow joining us on the Newsmaker line from West Los Angeles. Dr. Stonebow, how are you?
Hello, Phil, I'm good.
We have Dr. Jim Sadler.
Hi, Dr. Stonebow. Hello, Jim, and good to talk to you. It's interesting that you are a psychologist, and you sound like you're from... Are you from Vienna? Actually, no, I'm from Germany. I'm from a small town north of Hamburg. Oh, okay, because you sound almost like Sigmund Freud.
A lot of, especially Americans, will say that. They'll say, you are a stereotype of a psychiatrist. But I'm not a psychiatrist, so a clinical psychologist.
Well, the guys called you up because they seem to think I have a problem because I was not enjoying a best of tape that they put on about me last week.
I heard some of it, and also heard you talk about not wanting to have a tube run up your rear end because of the colonoscopy, and you felt that you were afraid it was going to feel too good. And there was other things that you mentioned as well, wanting so much out of life.
That's the primary one. I want so much. You know?
What is it that you want?
I want it all. I want the name Dr. Jim Sadler to be known. That's why I work out with weights.
You want to see your arm hanging out the window?
Yeah, I want all of that.
You know what you need, Jim, more than anything else? There's nothing wrong with you having what you want, okay? But when you take it to the extent that you think you're everyone's toilet, that's where you are making a mistake.
That sounds like it to me.
Whoa, you're not the doctor.
Hold on, Phil, I can handle this. And, you know, you are...
So you're saying, what are you saying?
I'm saying where you're making your mistake is saying that you are a toilet for everyone. You're saying that when I go out into the world, people say I can't make the men's room, but there's Dr. Jim Sadler, he'll do.
That's right. That's right.
That's a delusion that's going to keep you from getting everything you want, because if you want so much,
it's almost as if I want too much and the world... It's just saying we're going to keep you from having it, and if we have to use you as the de facto toilet...
This is not happening, though.
I feel like Mr. Henry, you know?
Mr. Henry is not using you as a toilet. Mr. Henry took some show segments that you did that he thought the audience would enjoy.
Dr. Sadler, you cleared all this stuff.
Hold on, Phil. Like I said, I got this.
Okay.
That he thought what you would enjoy, and he put it on the air.
Yes, I know, but in that instant, in that moment, I felt as if Phil, you know, he just talked about having a kidney stone. And it's almost as if Phil said, oh, you know what? I feel like I can really urinate now. Where's the bathroom? Well, it's 100 yards away. Wait a minute. Here's a urinal. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Dr. Here's a urinal. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Dr. Sadler. Well, that's okay. I'll go ahead and use that.
That is absolute horse dung.
Hold on, Phil. Hold on. So you feel as if Phil and what about Margaret?
Same thing with Miss Gray.
So in other words, but I need to use the toilet.
No. You're not using me.
No one is literally using you as a toilet. They're just perceiving you as a toilet.
Right. If you're a toilet, why don't I just go ahead and peeing on you?
Oh, I bet you get your kicks doing that.
No, Doc, I need that. Why, if you think I'm using you as a toilet...
I bet you get your jollies doing that.
No, I wouldn't. Here's the point. If you think you're the world's toilet, who's actually stopping down and pissing on you?
I'm saying it...
I think he's being a figurative, Phil, not literal.
Exactly. Okay?
All right. Dr. Stonebow, thank you.
You know this... Thank you? So I'm off... So you want to get rid of me right now?
Yeah.
I'm just getting warmed up.
Well, Dr. Stonebow, I got to get going.
Stonebow?
Stonebow, I got to get going.
Stonebow. Not doctor. Not-
Phil, I will tell you that I appreciate you highlighting the works of Dr. Jim Sadler, but when you are mocking my desire for a better life...
No, I'm not doing that at all. We just played segments that the audience thought would be funny.
Dr. Sadler, this is very disappointing for me because we thought you had a better sense of humor and a far better ability to laugh at yourself.
Laugh at myself? When I want so much.
Oh, you knock it off, Sadler. You want a lot, huh? How about if I just drive my car through the front wall of your house?
You'd do that, wouldn't you? You'd endanger my life.
No, I wouldn't, but you with this I want so much. You're driving me nuts.
Dr. Sadler, it was a pleasure having you on the show on a best of. It's a pleasure having you on the show right now. Relax, man. Because, you know, nobody is targeting you. And that's ridiculous to think that when people are having a hard time finding a bathroom, they see you, they go, well, Dr. Sadler will do.
That's what it feels like sometimes, Phil.
Even when you're talking to me, huh?
That, yes. As much as I love everybody there, it feels like, you know, when you can't find a toilet, you look at me and you go, oh, you know what? The urinal's down there, but here's Jim Sadler.
Yeah, but we're not actually peeing on you.
I'm not talking about you actually doing it. I'm talking about me being a symbol of it.
So you're the symbol of a toilet to us.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
I don't buy it for a minute.
Get a load of you dismissing my feelings. This is what I'm talking about, Phil.
All right, Dr. Sadler, you need to talk to somebody. Dr. Stonebow, obviously.
I wouldn't mind talking to Dr. Stonebow on a private line, but not out here for the whole world. Like this, like, you know, talk about using me as a... You just used me as a urinal right there.
Okay.
Don't you give you Dr. Stonebow's number.
He's not going to call me?
No, he's not going to... You call him.
Take it easy, homeboy.
We've had... You know what? That guy does have some mental problems.
Well, no kidding, man. Who doesn't on this show?
No, but that's some serious stuff. Everybody in the world...
How do you know he's serious?
What?
How do you know he's serious?
Yeah, you know, that was having the exact same thought. He just does that because he needs to have something to talk about. Get ready to talk about it.
Yeah, very well said, bud. Not...
Well, you know what I'm saying.
So in other words, he's coming on here and spewing a lot of, excuse my language, folks, S-H-I-T, because that just gets people talking about him.
Yeah. Dr. Jim Sadler in medical practice in San Diego. I bet you if I go down there and I go, hey, Dr. Sadler, I heard you on a Phil Henry show and you were talking about being used as a urinal. He'll go, you know what? I'm just yanking Henry's chain, man. I do that so people know me.
I don't believe that either.
Well, I mean, so...
If I find out that's what he's doing, I'll pay him a visit, all right.
Hey, take it easy. Dr. Jim Sadler on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. What can I tell you? The guy, whether or not he's serious, he's still weird. World-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Great to be back in the saddle again.
Don't forget a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com.
Yeah.
People are wondering, are they going to have bar fight this year?
Are we going to have bar fight this year? We have it every 3 years. Well, we'll wait and see, you know.
Let me wait and see. You're the guy that makes the call.
I don't know. There's a lot of people that have come and gone on this in the bar fight scene. I don't even know if we can use Ted's Warehouse. We'll find out here.
That means no.
No, it doesn't.